More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you woke up this morning and you went to get gas, you are paying the highest price we've ever paid in the history of this country for gasoline. It's more than yesterday, by the way, and there's no end in sight. We also now know that the president of the United States of America is so weak that even Saudi Arabia and the UAE leaders are purposefully ignoring Joe Biden's phone calls to talk about oil production. And Joe Biden is lying to the country. So are his advisors. One of his advisors standing in front of the White House this morning said this to you if you're struggling to cover your bills.
What I can tell you, though, Willie, is even if we drilled as much as we could, the price of oil is still set globally by the demand and supply conditions. And much of that supply is controlled by tyrants like Putin. And again, that's why we have resolved to speed our transition towards cleaner, more sustainable, and renewable sources of energy.
There it is. We're going to lie to you. Even if we drilled as much as we could, it wouldn't affect the price of oil. That's a lie. The price of oil is set globally. That is true. And the more supply we have, the lower the prices go. How do you think the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, kept prices low for the entire 4 years he was in office? By actually being energy independent and, yes, putting our oil on the global market supply and watching the numbers drop. Now the Biden administration is flat out lying to you. Why are they doing this? To exactly why. Because they, the Democrats, have an ideology that is based on punishment for you. There's a very interesting point that was made yesterday on Fox. Greg Gutfeld said the soaring gas prices across the country aren't about what's happening in Ukraine, even though the president lied. And yesterday said in Texas, well, the price of oil, you need to blame Putin for that. We know the prices have been going up since the very first day he was in office when he stopped the Keystone XL pipeline. And he wants you to believe that all of the high prices you're paying right now are because of Russia and Ukraine and this conflict, this war, this genocide, as I would describe it. It's not that. Instead, it is about an ideology of punishment until you submit. They were discussing Biden and how he announced that he was putting a stop, quote, to imports of Russian oil. Why? Because he was responding too late to Russian President Vladimir Putin invading Ukraine on February the 24th. The panel discussed how Biden is now trying to blame Russia for the surging gas prices, even though only 8% of imports into this country are coming from Russia. This could easily be absorbed if we were willing to drill more. Yes, even if we hit up Canada for more oil, it could help. But what this is about is the president is framing the increase in cost at the pump as, quote, a hardship that you as an American must accept. Biden said defending freedom comes at a cost. And that is not true. It's not true. It's the environmental claptrap that comes at a cost. This is not about freedom. There would be no cost if we didn't demonize drilling, which is exactly what the left and Joe Biden have done. If we didn't demonize pipelines, we wouldn't be shutting them down. But that's what the left has done. If we didn't demonize in general, or the left didn't demonize in general fossil fuels, we wouldn't be in the scenario we are right now. So, it is not about defending Ukraine. It's about exposing the destructiveness of the green ideology, which is part of a larger ideology of punishment. Rich countries, their mentality is, can handle this. Just pay more for gas. It's the poor countries that are going to suffer. And it's going to be poor people in the United States of America that are suffering the most. So let's go to late night TV for a moment. Late night TV is mocking you. One of the hosts last night of one of the late shows thought it would be funny to tell you that he can pay $15 a gallon for gas. He doesn't care. Why? Because he's got a Tesla. Stephen Colbert on the U.S. ban on Russian oil. Take that, Vlad. America doesn't need your klepto crude is apparently the only way you need to describe it. This is how ignorant the left actually is as they try to sell this insanity. Now, Jimmy Fallon on McDonald's closing in Russia saying, quote, we don't want their oil and they can't have our grease, referring to McDonald's. Again, this is all funny, right? This is all hilarious. Everybody just laugh about it. Nothing to see here. It's all okay. And this is what the left actually believes. They believe that you have an obligation to suck it up and go buy your $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 electric car, and they're going to punish you until you do it because the Democratic Party is an ideology of punishment for those that don't submit. It's no different than what we just experienced with all the COVID, which has all of a sudden just disappeared with Fauci. Have you noticed that? Because there's an election coming. This isn't about defending Ukraine. This isn't about Vladimir Putin. This is about forcing you to pay more. And this is their opportunity to do it. Twitter celebrities like George Takei are now saying you should just pay more. And they're claiming that you should pay more to, quote, support Ukraine. Well, guess what? These scumbags aren't truckers. They're not salesmen. They're not Uber drivers. This is the same detached mentality that we found ourselves with the shutdowns. Everybody could handle a shutdown if they were in the media, right? Because and the Hollywood movie stars and the rich elite like Joe Biden, because everybody did their jobs from home, from their living rooms. These are the same people that tell us to live with it. These are the same people, by the way, that can live with anything. This is why you have arrogant people on late night TV that say you can raise oil to $15 a gallon. It doesn't bother me, right? Because they make millions of dollars and they drive a Tesla. So it's either climate change or COVID or inflation. They don't care. They want you to submit. There's an ideology of punishment for those that don't submit. And if you can't handle the punishment, that's your fault because they are, in fact, above it. Now, the media is clamoring for Biden to pass out more permits and leases, right, to fix the costs at the pump because they understand that the American people are starting to wake up to this and saying this is absurd. Yet at the same time, they're telling Americans that there's nothing, and they're allowing this propaganda to be put out there, that there's nothing that we could do to change this or fix this. So let's go back to how weak we are as a country. Let's look at Saudi Arabia and the UAE leaders. They are ignoring Biden when he's calling to talk to them about gas prices. We now have confirmation that the leaders of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates wouldn't pick up the phone when President Biden tried to call them to discuss boosting oil exports to offset price hikes linked to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, according to new reports. We're being told that the Saudi Crown Prince and the UAE Sheikh declined Biden's attempts to an outreach to them. The Wall Street Journal has reported and confirmed. There was some expectation of a phone call, but it didn't happen. A U.S. official confirmed to the newspaper. Quote, it was part of a turning on the spigot of Saudi oil campaign. Now remember, yesterday I told you, and it's in our podcast if you missed it, about us releasing the 20th hijacker from Guantanamo Bay back to Saudi Arabia. You want to know why we did that? It's because we now need Saudi to give us more oil. And Saudi Arabia wanted that terrorist back. Now, Biden, acting like he's doing some great thing, on Tuesday morning banned Russian oil imports and said gasoline prices, quote, would increase even more after hitting an all-time high of $4.17 per gallon on average nationwide. And he said, look, it's just going to happen. There's not much else I can do. That's a lie. We could open the Keystone Pipeline. We could do so much more. But instead, what is Biden doing? He's attempting to woo an array of horrific dictators around the country, around the world, I should say, including Iran, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, to offset the impact of Russian invasion of Ukraine on energy markets. not having energy independence because he doesn't want that. Because I go back to what I said a moment ago. This is the Democratic Party's ideology of punishment. It is no different than cancel culture. It's no different than COVID-19 lockdowns. There is an ideology of theirs that is of punishment until you submit.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
There's also another aspect of this entire story right now, and it's a media play, I guess, with the White House. They're trying to convince you through the media that there's certain things they just can't control and they can't do anything about. Joe Biden literally shrugged off high gas prices yesterday, saying, quote, "I can't do much right now." All right, so let's talk about the facts real quick. For a guy that says he can't do much right now, and for a White House that says they can't control the price of gas, and even if we were drilling war in America, it would have no impact on gas prices. Let's do a little comparison. In 2021, under Biden, America produced 1.1 million barrels of oil per day less than 2019 when Donald Trump was the president. 1.1 million barrels less per day. Now, to be clear, since we're producing less oil, 1.1 million barrels per day than we did in 2019, you may want to know how many barrels on average are we bringing into this country from Russia, Russian oil? We're only bringing in 209,000 barrels of Russian oil a day. So if you do 209,000 barrels of Russian oil a day, and you take that away from 1.1, that means there's still about 900,000 barrels of oil a day that we are still producing less if we also compensated for Russia. Just think if Biden would let us produce those 1.1 million barrels again, then America doesn't need a single drop of oil from Russia or Venezuela, for that matter, or anyone else. But this goes back to what I told you. The Democratic Party is an ideology of punishment. And they will punish you until you get in line. Head of Gas Buddy, which is an app that follows gas prices, has actually now come out saying, we need to, quote, you need to curb, right, your oil consumption. This goes back to what I said. They want you to be punished until you submit to go get that car that they demand, or put on a coat in your house and stop getting the heating oil. If you don't like the prices, then you need to become energy independent. The head of Gas Buddy is now calling for Americans to curb their oil consumption.
You look at what's going on in Ukraine and how the Ukrainians are all banding together as a country. We as Americans can do the same thing by curbing our oil consumption, at least for a couple of months, Sean, because you know what? That's probably better than going to Venezuela. I've talked to those in the Permian Basin and in Canada.
Patrick,
there's
with
simply
all due respect,
so many supply challenges.
I mean, this guy, and this is part of what I've been saying. You got gas prices now hitting the most expensive in U.S. history, breaking records from 2008 when, oddly enough, another Democrat was in office by the name of Barack Obama. And now you've got these elitists out there. Well, if you guys would just band together, if you'll just band together, it sounds like the same thing they asked us to do with COVID, right? If you'll just help us stop the curve, right, for 2 weeks. Stop the spread for 2 weeks. Just wear those masks for 2 weeks. Shut down your businesses for 2 weeks. Take your kids out of the schools for 2 weeks. Cancel everything for 2 weeks. Then everything will be fine. It's all you got to do. 2 weeks to flatten the curve, right? Remember that. Take everyone's freedom away from them and be a team player. And if you don't, then you're trying to kill us, right? If you don't, you're trying to kill all Americans, right? You're trying to kill grandma. If you just, you know, if you'll just be a team player like the people in Ukraine and don't go see grandma, right? If you just be a team player and start realizing that you need to go get you a Vespa, be a team player and you need to start ride sharing to work, be a team player and suck it up and turn your heat down, then everything will be just fine. And they're lying to you. They're telling you that this president can't do anything. This president is telling you they can't do anything. Right? Instead of addressing gas prices, the Biden administration wants you to buy pricey electric cars. Hannity talked about this last night, spot on about this again. Ideology of punishment. You will suffer until you agree with the way we tell you to live your life.
Zero emissions.
Clean transportation can bring significant cost savings for the American people as well. Last month, we announced a $5 billion investment to build out a nationwide electric vehicle charging network so that people from rural to suburban to urban communities can all benefit.
So we're going to put $5 billion right now, not into energy independence, but into charging stations so you can drive around the country while we tell you to go buy that $50,000 to $70,000 electric vehicle.
From the gas savings of driving an EV.
As long as we're all imagining, imagine America had a strong president, vice president, and a transportation secretary that had a little bit of life experience. This would be great for Tesla. I'm intrigued by Elon Musk. I love innovation. I love new technology. And it's very expensive. If people can't put the gas in their car, I doubt they can afford some of these vehicles. So instead of taking steps to lower gas prices, they just want you all to go out and buy a pricey new electric car. Look at your screen. By the way, this is a great car. A friend of mine actually has one, a Tesla Model 3. That'll run you about 50 grand. I'm told from my friend, he really loves it. The new Ford Mustang electric car, that cost about 45 grand. The Chevy Bolt, not exactly the most impressive car that I'd want to drive, but that's 30 grand, just to name a few. And by the way, don't forget, after you buy the car, you might have to install a pricey home charging station. That'll cost you a lot. And for example, in New York, an installation can cost between $2,000 and $10,000 for parts and labor. Whoopsie daisy. Maybe some people choose to pay the high gas prices. Now, could these far left lunatics be any more tone deaf? They are that out of touch. They don't seem to care. Completely disconnected from reality. They'd rather have higher inflation than drill here, drill now, and save money. They'd rather literally push our allies into Putin's arms than to drill here, drill now, frack here, frack now, and supply their energy needs. You know, the reaction, Fox News.
By the way, I do think that this is, they're not detached from reality. I disagree with that statement. This is the ideology of punishment. When you're filling up your car with $5 a gallon gas, Joe Biden is the one that banned drilling on federal land the day he came into office. Joe Biden's the one that signed the executive order to close the Keystone Pipeline the day he came into office. Joe Biden is the one that came in and gave Putin a pipeline to Europe. Joe Biden's the guy that's calling the UAE and the guy who's calling Saudi Arabia and releasing the 20th hijacker of 9/11 from Gitmo to beg them for more oil because he refuses to drill here. Saudi Crown Prince and the UAE Sheikh declined the President of the United States of America's phone calls. And then Biden says, well, there's nothing we can do here, right? Can't do much right now. Yesterday afternoon in Texas on the tarmac, he was asked about this and what the American people need to know. And he said he can't do much right now to stop prices, gas prices from increasing. Biden now is attempting to woo an array of the worst dictators and tyrants. People that commit genocide in the world, including Iran, including Saudi Arabia, including Venezuela, where he sent a secret delegation to go meet with Maduro to offset the impact of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the energy markets. We're now being told that Biden apparently is considering a trip to Saudi Arabia this spring to resolve, quote, hard feelings with the country's de facto ruler, who the U.S. intelligence community believes ordered the 2018 operation of dismembering a Washington Post columnist with a bone saw. You may remember that story. We're also being told that U.S. diplomats are working to broker a new nuclear deal with Iran in exchange for sanctions relief, and other diplomats have been dispatched to smooth over another rift with Venezuela's socialist strongman Maduro, who, by the way, the U.S. government does not even recognize the country's legitimate ruler, because we shouldn't, but apparently we may change that status. Biden canceled that construction of the Keystone XL pipeline last year. Attempted to halt all new drilling permits on public land last year. And now Biden's having to signal a change in tone towards Saudi Arabia after taking office, withdrawing U.S. support for the Saudi-led intervention in Yemen's civil war. This is the same guy that didn't sanction the Crown Prince after the murder of that Washington Post and the dismemberment of the Washington Post writer. And now they're not even taking our phone calls because they realize that when you have an ideology of punishment with this administration, they own you.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Something else that Biden's also doing right now, which is just a lie, is he's also blaming oil companies for these price hikes. And that means the next option would be for him to do basically price manipulation. And if that happens, you get us back into the scenario we were in back in the late 1970s when we actually tried to do that. Jimmy Carter tried to do it. It was a disaster. And everybody knows that that was a disaster. And now that's what he's talking about at this moment. So everybody's the bad guy but him, right? Biden's advisor also went on TV today, said no amount of domestic production would reduce gas prices, and we need to transition, again, forcing you into submission, saying we must transition. You just need to get over it. You need to insulate your house better, and you need to go buy this electric car, and you need to spend the $5-10 grand to put the charging station in your house, and you just need to suck it up, America.
The medium and long term, I think, it's the path and the trajectory is clear. There is no amount of domestic production that we can do when we're dealing with a volatile global commodity where the price is set globally. There's no amount of domestic production we can do to reduce or eliminate our vulnerability as a country to that volatility. The only way to do that is to reduce the energy intensity of the economy overall, which means shifting to cleaner sources of energy.
Every one of these people saying this to you right now are rich and they can afford it. Ted Cruz came out saying that the Biden administration's energy policy is not only incoherent, but it even the what they're making and the dots they're trying to connect just doesn't make any sense at all.
Home, there's record-setting pain at the pump, getting worse by the day. Americans now paying an average of $4.25 a gallon. That's up $1.46 from the same time last year. Meanwhile, President Biden announcing a plan to ban Russian oil imports while eyeing other very problematic nations to fill the shortfall. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican on the Foreign Affairs Committee, joins us now. And one of the things that I wanted to get your take on was when you're from Texas, you're a senator from Texas, and when President Biden went to Texas yesterday, he had just announced a ban on Russian oil. He went and did an important event there about the burn pits from Iraq, but he didn't meet with anybody in Texas about domestic energy.
You know, I got to say, this administration's policy when it comes to energy is completely incoherent. President Biden started literally his first day in office basically declaring war on domestic energy production. He shut down the Keystone Pipeline on the first day in office, killed 11,000 jobs, 8,000 union jobs with a stroke of a pen. He halted all new leasing on federal lands, both onshore and offshore, and he stopped development in Anwar, a small region of Alaska that is incredibly rich in oil reserves. He shut them all down. His agencies have been waging war on domestic production, and we've seen domestic production dropping and dropping and dropping. And bizarrely enough, Biden combines that with being the best thing that ever happened to Vladimir Putin and the best thing that ever happened to Iran and the best thing that ever happened to Venezuela. Last week, the Biden administration sent their officials to Venezuela saying they want to buy oil from Nicolas Maduro. They're in Vienna trying to negotiate a deal that they want to buy oil from the Ayatollah in Iran. And Biden last year waived sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline, which is what caused the invasion of Ukraine. Their policy just makes no sense.
Yeah, he's right. Their policy doesn't make any sense. But what I do know is that people are waking up to this. New Yorkers are waking up to this. They're angry. Listen to this New York driver.
Joe Biden says you're polluting if you don't drive an electric car. What do you have to say?
How am I going to work?
He needs to keep in mind he's been rich forever. Like, a lot of people can't just, oh, no, yeah, I'm just going to switch to a Tesla.
He better focus to the gas price, not about the pollution.
So if he's going to support us and basically give us some electric cars, I don't see why not, but yeah. He ain't giving nobody a car.
It's pretty accepted that we all pollute as part of our lives.
Everybody else is polluting.
You're polluting if you do a lot of things. I don't really care what Biden says, to be honest.
Joe Biden doesn't know what he's doing and what he's doing to this country.
F Joe Biden.
There it is. Blank Joe Biden. These are New Yorkers, by the way. All people at the gas pumps in New York getting gas, and that's what they were saying to the news. Senator Murphy, though, hey, this is all about, and I go back to it, it's an ideology of punishment. Senator Murphy, only renewable energy can make America independent from dictators' oil that we're begging for their oil because we're not drilling in America.
Oil supplies, as you note, it's only a small slice of U.S. energy needs, just 8% in 2021. In the second half of February, the Department of Energy reported that imports dropped to zero as U.S. companies cut ties with Russia. So I guess I wonder, given the fact that American companies were already doing this, what do you say about this ban? Was it necessary even? Was the free market already doing that?
Well, as the United States economy continues to rev up, there was certainly going to be an increased demand on energy consumption, and thus you always have the possibility of private companies bringing in Russian energy. I think it makes sense to have this policy on the books. I just don't know that we should overhype its impact. Ultimately, the broader sanctions that we have levied on Russian banks and news of all of these private companies from Starbucks to Coca-Cola to MasterCard pulling out of Russia, that's really where the primary impact is going to be. But let's just admit the insanity of a U.S. economy that continues to run on oil that is provided to us by dictators. The reality is...
I love this. This is a senator, a Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, saying it's insane that we are running on oil as a nation from dictators. Well, then why are you so against us drilling in America? I agree with your premise there, but then listen to the connection he makes after saying that.
Impact is going to be. But let's just admit the insanity of a U.S. economy that continues to run on oil that is provided to us by dictators. The reality is, if we're not getting this oil from Russia, we're likely going to be importing more from another brutal dictator in Saudi Arabia, for instance, or we may have to go to Venezuela for oil. We should ultimately learn our lesson here and become energy independent and choose to invest in clean domestic energy so we never have to choose between one dictator versus another.
Yeah. There it is. Clean. Yeah, you just, look, we got to stop doing this, folks. Right, right. We need to stop getting oil from dictators in Saudi Arabia, for instance. All right, we may have to go to Venezuela. But let's be clear. We need to learn our lesson and become energy independent by investing in clean domestic energy, so that we don't have to give any money to these dictators anymore. So, again, go buy the car we're telling you to buy. Elitism right now is what this also is. Stephen Colbert. On soaring gas prices, hell, I'll pay $15 a gallon because I drive a Tesla.
I'll tell you what, I will never complain about a destination wedding again. Russia has been hit with a series of crippling sanctions, and it looks like there's more to come because the U.S. and its European allies are now discussing banning imports of Russian oil. Take that, Putin. We're not going to buy our gas from a war criminal. We're going to buy it from the good guys, Saudi Arabia. But it's going to cost. Since the invasion, oil prices have skyrocketed. Today, the average gas price in America hit an all-time record high of over $4 per gallon. Okay, that stings, but a clean conscience is worth a buck or two. I'm willing to pay. Important.
By the way, it's not a buck or two, you tool bag. It's not a buck or two. Stephen Colbert, it's not a buck or two, and you would know that if you've gone to the gas station. $100 instead of $40 is $60. These people are horrible human beings because they don't care if you suffer. Their ideology is a punishment until you do what they tell you to do. And if you don't think what he just said was elitist enough, listen to how he ends it.
I'm willing to pay $4 a gallon. Hell, I'll pay $15 a gallon because I drive a Tesla. Right now, people all over the world are trying to find inventive ways to help ordinary Ukrainians.
I mean, I love this. Right? I'll pay $15. Hell, I'll pay $15 a gallon because I drive a Tesla, and so should you. And on the same day, Secretary of Transportation Mayor Pete was pillared for touting electric vehicles as a solution to rising gas prices. He lauded the nationwide electric vehicle charging network that Biden administration is pushing, saying, quote, that Americans from rural to urban to suburban communities can all benefit from gas savings of driving an electric vehicle. Senator Ted Cruz fired back by saying, tell me you're a liberal elite without telling me you're a liberal elite. Yeah, we're going to give you all those cars, right? You just got to stop worrying about gas prices. Just buy an electric vehicle. That's all you got to do. Buy an electric vehicle.
Clean transportation can bring significant cost savings for the American people as well. Last month, we announced a $5 billion investment to build out a nationwide electric vehicle charging network so that people from rural to suburban to urban communities can all benefit from the gas savings of driving an EV.
This is an ideology of punishment. And they're going to continue to punish you on purpose, making decisions that hurt you on purpose until you submit. They will not stop until you submit. Please hit the share button. Also, don't forget to hit the auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And if you've not written us a review, wherever you're listening to this podcast, it will help us tremendously reach other conservatives and hopefully liberals that will pay attention to what's happening right now. So write us a 5-star review, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.